Our first lesson is on the topic that he is one, there is none else beside him. We're gonna have a lesson on this topic and then a workshop. Before the workshop, we're gonna remind you of the laws, the rules of the workshop. But most importantly, right now, for us, it means is to be the creature. A creature is he who comes to creator's degree and at the same time remains a creature, independent, just like the creator. And then both the other and together in a way that no one cancels the other, neither cancels the other, as Baal Salam explains to us in his famous example of the guest and the host. When the guest wants to be just like the host, so what he does, okay. In this example, Baal Salam explains to us that the rich man who finds his poor friend at the market and brings him home, he gives him everything he possibly can from the heart. He doesn't demand anything from him. And when he asks the latter, "What else can I do for you?" the poor man responds, "You can do everything except one thing. I understand that everything you've given me is from the heart, but I want to be independent from this, not to be dependent on you. I want to be like you. And this you cannot give me." Meaning, by fulfilling me, you cancel me, you annul me, you don't give me the opportunity to be big, to be myself. You're suppressing me, oppressing me. So what to do? And then the poor man says, "It's impossible to do what you demand. It's impossible for a person to receive everything and be independent at the same time, because by receiving, you annul yourself. You're no longer exist to the extent of your reception. You simply exist in the giver." And this is a very big problem, because when we were in the world of infinity, in the beginning of creation, we didn't exist. We were like a seed, like a drop of semen in the mother's womb. So what can we do so that we could exist and be independent? This is why there was great preparation that was done from the world of infinity, from the unity that we existed in, but we were missing independence. In order to reach this independence, we need to come to the world of infinity on our own by coming to the right analysis. But we don't know what this analysis is all about, what we need to scrutinize, what we need to receive, under which conditions. If I receive for it to be truly for the sake of bestowal, as when the bestower, the host, gives to me, but when I receive it not from him, but I acquire this quality of bestowal, In other words, the quality of bestowal must be above the quality of reception. When I aspire to do this above my nature, when I put myself, turn myself inside out almost, and there are two systems that operate within me. One system is egoistic, it's me, and then above the system, I build an opposite form when I use use my ego in its inverse form. And if this is what we do, we can truly come to equivalence of form to the Creator to the full degree, to the full measure, and come to the attain the notion that He and His name are one, and we are equal to one another, and we complement one another, because there is no creator without a creature, and there is no creature without a creator. And only when they are both together at the same time is when we both exist. And in this world, where we exist separated from the giver, on the one hand, on the other hand, our world doesn't even exist. It's an illusionary world. We will see this later. Our entire existence is at the rungs of the ladder, where we reveal the relationships between us to greater degree of equality, or on each level, at each degree, the creator and the creature are two partners which connect on equal grounds, to the extent that the creature can build from within, from itself, a greater bestowal, so does the creator with respect to the creature, and thus they unite together. Therefore, our work is done from the darkness, from below, from actions that we cannot understand, cannot feel. And this is all done so that we would become independent, so that we would advance on our own, not receiving anything from the outside except the necessary help, but without receiving anything. In other words, I receive the beginning of the egoistic desire, I receive the spark, and that's it. I work, and then to the extent that I attain, and what I attain, this does not break my independence, but I always rise to greater degrees of independence. And thus, we come to adhesion, to connection with the upper force. The entire goal of creation is to be together, a single whole. When we do not cancel one another. Let's see what Rabash writes about this. And we will understand a little better the point that we need to come to. In essence, our entire work concentrates around one point from the entire world. And the entire world is just a circles and circles and circles, inanimate, vegetative, animate. The humanity is one big circle, then the group is a more concentrated circle. And then, within that, the group that needs to be, that I need to connect to, within which I need to reveal the Creator, the measure of unity, the measure of our connection. Let us aim ourselves at this point of unity and continue accordingly. Rabash writes in the works of the Rabash, the page 71, third volume, He and His names are one, by Rabbi Lezer. In the creation of the world, He and His names were one, where the notion of one means intention to bestow pleasure on the creature. And this place of deficit, if it is filled with all the lights, then we see that his name is He is good that does good, meaning in this place his desire to bestow is revealed. It follows that the desire in this desire to bestow is him, and his goodness is not yet revealed. But when the creatures reveal his goodness, any place for deficit, that means that they attain his name that he wants to bestow. This is what we spoke about, that there is no creature without the creator, there is no creator without the creature. How can I say anything about anyone if that he is good or does good if no one receives goodness from him? How can I say about the creator that he exists if I don't feel it? So that is why I can say if I don't attain this degree where he exists, then he doesn't exist to me. And this is what we spoke about. Creator means come and see. It is what we attain, what we create, construct. We build him when out of all of the notions, out of all of the qualities that I attain, I create this quality of bestowal, which exists in the root of creation, but only as a root. Its manifestation, it is revealed, this quality is revealed only when I reveal the Kli to reveal him. So therefore, the creator doesn't exist without the creature. This is why we depend on our root, and our root depends on us. From the very beginning, we exist in these mutual conditions when we depend on one another. Whereas, if there is still a place for deficit, in this place, they feel that they have not yet revealed his desire to bestow. It follows that they cannot yet say that his desire is to bestow pleasure. It follows that the lower ones are not yet ready to receive the abundance. Therefore, we must tell the difference between technical difficulties. Please bear with us. Hebrew and Russian are overlapping. The desire to receive that's in us. We think that it's very great, but in reality it's very little. It's like the world of infinity that we talk about. The Kli that it has is it's a great Kli, but how much light enters in? 1 gram, no more than that. But everything that we work with in our ego, it's no more than 1 gram. And the world of infinity that fills it, it's just nefesh to nefesh. It's very tiny. Like in our world, there's just a tiny spark. So where is that great pleasure that's waiting for us? In reality, this pleasure is not in reception, but in bestowal. It's opposite to what we're thinking about now and what we're expecting now. If a person comes to bestow in Kalim, in those Kalim, he begins to feel pleasure. We cannot imagine this now. It is completely opposite to our desire. It is hated by us. We cannot be perceived by us. But in reality, the world is structured differently. When in unity we reveal this, and to the extent that I bestow, suddenly in this point, when I begin to connect with others and to bestow to others, I receive in it a fulfillment. So this action of bestowal fulfills me, and to the extent that I attach to this my desire to receive, I feel this fulfillment more and more, to the point that I come to the quality of Naranhai. When we receive not in the kilim of reception, but in kilim of bestowal, and all the pleasure, none of it is in the kilim of reception. It's only 1 gram in the kilim of reception, called nefesh to nefesh, which exists only so that I could build on top of it a kli of bestowal. This is not something we can understand, but it's good to know about this, to remember this, that all kilim and all fulfillments exist only in bestowal. But in reception, there is nothing more than what we sometimes feel here today. Therefore, coming to this point that he and his names are one, to imagine for yourself this point when we all exist outside of our current perception. This essentially is the entrance, the entry into the upper world. And this is the explanation. Before the world was created, meaning before the concealment disappeared, only upper light existed. There was no pleasure that wasn't revealed here in this place called the Malchut of Infinity. And after the restriction, when the light returned, but Malchut did not shine, and there was a place remaining where the abundance was not yet revealed, as is written above, to that extent, when in the world of infinity, in the world of infinity was revealed, it could not be said that he is one and that he does good, because there is still a difference between him, the desire to bestow, and his name, a place where abundance must be. The abundance was not yet revealed in accordance with the Creator's desire. It cannot be that for one to give and another to receive, and for both to be fulfilled, because this desire, this action must be mutual. It doesn't really matter who gives and who receives, but they need to be in what's called equivalence of form and equivalence of intentions. And in this way, they bestow to one another, and they're in mutual bestowal, and that is what fulfills them. So the notion of light, it's not what we think, that it's some kind of light that comes and fulfills me. No, light, the notion of light, is when I reveal fulfillment when I connect, include myself in another. And when I immerse myself and it fulfills me, I come to the kilim of bestowal, and I suddenly discover what are the kilim of reception, what are the kilim of bestowal. And after this psychological barrier, when I exist outside of myself, when I don't exist, a new place is revealed, which is filled with abundance, which is called the spiritual clear, the spiritual light. And that's what's called he and his names are one, because the creature and the creator are there together. At the end of correction, it'll be him and his name, he and his names are one, because then the creatures will be ready to receive all the abundance that he has prepared for them. And then, of course, there will be echad, oneness, one quality only to please, to delight. But before the correction, there is still a place when this unity, this oneness does not exist. But in this place, there is only deficit. questions. To ask questions, please come to the mic stands. Ushers, please stand up. Whoever really wants to ask a question and has questions about what I spoke about the notion of he and his names are one, in order to scrutinize this kli, when we reveal from zero, from scratch practically, thanks to everyone giving himself fully to others. What, no one has any questions? Then we can continue. Oh, we do. Okay, please go ahead.
So if you could explain a little more how we are integrated with each other, I feel that we can take a step forward. We spoke in all kinds of previous stages to this current stage. When we spoke of he and whose name is one, we all unite. We're all at the center of the group. We need to find ourselves and so on. Now I want you to feel a little, to illustrate the situation of what it is that we find after the annulment, that if each one tries to connect to the center of the group, where each one, well, of course, like we spoke, each one considers all the rest as great and himself as small, and he tries to give everything he has to them, his faithfulness and so on. After we cancel the self, the ego, after we cancel our ego so that we are integrated in the center of the group, so that I have nothing left of myself except for giving myself away, so much so that I don't even feel what is left. And then when I've annulled myself, when I've cancelled myself, we spoke of this, that first I created the restriction on myself, on my ego, and then I begin to unite with the group. And I try, I need to try and describe this situation to myself. Also here it's written, how do I enter this image, this picture of he whose name is one? I need this image. That's why I began to explain this way, that I stabilize this picture where I annul myself and enter. You know, it's like in the movies where you have in a legend that I enter into the picture and I live in a world that is illustrated in this picture. This is how it happens. I enter the group so that nothing is left of me behind, but everything is swallowed up in the group. I'm in there. So that suddenly I begin to discover that by annulling myself, I receive new vessels. Vessels that exist there in the group. I truly discover the first degree of spirituality. This is where the vessel is. This is where the light is. Everything is there. I just need to annul myself in order to enter it. So then actually, this is how we reach it.
Yes. I feel a conflict here in the understanding that the desire to bestow, there has to remain a tiny point of desire to receive. Rabash defines some limitations, that we have to have family, there have to be some things that connect us to this world. So what am I restricting? I'm restricting
myself, my ego, so that everything that I do in the world, also the family and the children and the wife and the work, everything that I do in this world, I also do it seriously in order to reach the annulment of myself. And I do this only so that I'd be able to find my spiritual vessel. Nothing is left of the will to receive. The restriction has to be 100%. You can't leave anything, so that even your necessity is also a necessity that I'd be glad to get rid of, but I keep it according to the law, that I must live in this world specifically with a family and everything, but it's not according to my desire. It's according to what I'm told, that I must live in this way. It has nothing to do with my ego, that I want to, and so I leave a little bit on the side. No, it has to do with one of the conditions by which I stabilize this picture of he whose name is one, that I have to have a family and have a job and all the things that we have in this world on a necessary level. Yes?
He's saying he wants to sharpen the question, that he has something to hold on to in this world. If he thinks only of the group, he won't need a family or a wife or anything. He is obligated
to think of his wife and his kids and his job and his parents and everyone, because it's necessary in order to enter spirituality. This compels him to hold on to all of these systems that he's in this world, and not that he's in them because of his ego. The reduction is on everything. I am willing to simply get rid of all of my life, but in order to get to spirituality, I stay in this life, and I keep this life in what spirituality demands of me, including a wife, children, job, parents, and so on. I have nothing else to say. You need to think about it if this is not understood. Please. Balasulam writes about this in the article to end the ending of the Zohar. Please read this from there. He says that all the things that one does in this world have to be because they're necessary. And what does that mean? That I'd also be glad if I didn't have to do it, but I must, because this is how I am being told from above that I must do. Necessity means that I don't want it, but I have to do it because it's the law. Please. Yes?
I want to annul myself to the group, and I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to dedicate time, to make an effort, and I'm doing it. But after a while, he doesn't allow me. My previous I that I want to get rid of, that I want to restrict, he's always turning around there inside and making it difficult for me. What do you do? The group, I don't know. It doesn't influence me.
That's right. Because of the group not influencing you, you feel that you can't continue. If you expanded your connection with the group, then you would advance and go forward and reach the point of which we're talking. And because there isn't enough support from the group, and this depends on you, it doesn't depend on the group. Almost at all, it doesn't depend on them. So you do need to awaken them. You need to demand from them for them to awaken you, to somehow influence you. But mainly it depends on you. If you constantly try to find a number of friends and be with them mutually and by connecting to each other and truly work in a direct fashion in order to reveal the connection above yourselves, even though and despite what's going on between you and all kinds of problems will be revealed, then you will see how much you're being sent opportunities constantly from above in bad situations. Situations where you'll feel suddenly demand from each other and criticisms and lack of agreement with each other and more and fatigue, all kinds of disturbances. But these disturbances, you need to discover that they all come from none else but Him. Except for the Creator, nobody does anything to you in your life. And if He does anything this way, if He does it this way, then it's probably so that you will work with these points and connect as opposed to them. This is what we forget. How do we remember them? This is the problem. And here is where we need the support of the group.
But if, for example, I serve them, that's what I want to do. I want to serve them. I want to cancel myself. I want to bestow to them. I understand that, and I'm serving them, and they're not... I'm not discovering the goal with them. I'm working and making more and more efforts, and we're not getting anywhere.
Do you make this effort physically or internally to annul yourself and to enter them, inside them? Because inside them is where the world of infinity exists and the end of correction, just like the example of Rabbi Yossi Ben Kizma. Of course, you've heard it. So it doesn't depend on them. What you see as the group or the friends, these are the conditions that the Creator is giving to you. That, Mister, you want to connect to me, you want to be in adhesion with me, these are the conditions. These are the faces. If you connect to them, then it's a sign that you've built the vessels within yourself to connect to me.
And when I do it, and I don't feel that I have filling from it,
then you've not finished. Until the last moment, it means that you've not filled all the extent of effort you need to do.
Okay, thank you.
Please.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, if we see or we're supposed to see each friend as the greatest of the generation, I have situations, say in workshops or all kinds of group activities, where precisely this thing is very difficult for me.
What?
To see each friend as the greatest of the generation. I'm making an effort. Sometimes I succeed. Sometimes I succeed less. And in those situations where I succeed less, I feel like I'm lying to myself. It's okay, but I don't know how to explain it. It's like really heavy, like heavy on my heart.
I believe you.
My question, is that the point? Is that the opportunity to demand?
You need to see each and every friend as the Creator who's presenting this to you. He's presenting Himself to you. The more you repel Him, you repel the Creator. It's not the matter of the friend or the person that is next to you. It's completely not that. There is someone who is turning this around, this doll in front of you, this puppet, and you must accept him in this way.
Again, I can relate to it in the workshops, the words that I hear. The faces are not faces, they're desires. And at the moment, as difficult as it is, right in the moment, what? What do I have to do? Ask?
If you constantly, regularly, begin to relate to everything that's around you as you being inside the Creator, and that there is none else but Him, and that everything's happening around you are signs that He's giving you how you need to change, until you see around you only the world of infinity, meaning only Him. Until you see it in this way, then you've not completed your degree, the first one. Now, in order to reach this perspective, of course you need help from the group for it to support in such a perspective of reality, from the teacher who also will remind you of it, from the books who will speak of it, well, and from above, from the Creator Himself, for you to turn to Him and demand for Him to help you annul yourself towards everyone. and be willing to do everything for everyone. Whatever they want from you, I'm willing to do everything. Except what? Only so that I'd be able to accept the vessel above me, the state that is above me. That's it. We have nothing to do. We have to see all of the world as an opportunity.
Thank you.
Please. Yes?
We know that only the Creator can save us. How in our work, in all our work and unity, not to forget that only He can save us.
When one makes an effort in all kinds of possibilities and is willing to annul and cancel everything, is willing to let go of everything, to give up everything, to annul himself, is willing to die because he doesn't feel even from desperation that this life brings him anything. Finally, from all of his efforts, from his desperation and weakness, from all of his disappointments, and still the purpose, the goal is important. And this opportunity is here before him. He reaches this break out of this crying where he must be connected to the group. He begins to discover that it's in it that he will see his salvation. That this is where, inside the group, is where the Creator is hidden, the upper force. And with its help, he'll be able to connect to everyone. We need to remind of this. And we need to be in these thoughts as much as possible, except for the necessary times. From above, there are calculations over each and every one of us. If you're at your job or you need to work with your mind, say you're a surgeon and you can't, while you're performing some heart transplant, to think of there's none else but him. You have to work and do what's before you. Think about it before, think about it after, but during your job you have to be there for that operation. But the intentions before the operation, after the operation, and maybe also in the middle of it, but actually you need to be invested in this, in your job. This could be a surgeon. It could also be a technician who's fixing up a car. This is also a correction that could end in somebody's death. So the main thing is how long, how much time of your free time in your mind, in your thought, how much of that do you use to for the purpose, for the goal? Our problem is that we waste a lot of time just like that. And it's not a matter of having time or not having time. It's a matter of the importance, how much the thing is precious. There is such an article, precious, and to get to know it, the more that it's precious to me, valuable to me, it advances me so that I'll get to know it better. Yes?
Where's that point of desperation where we have to invest our efforts? The point where we have to, of effort, where we have to invest our efforts to get to desperation with our own power and reach the scream.
We need to take an iron brush and to clean the heart, take all of its external shell off. Do you feel it? And to connect the hearts. And then it will happen.
Clean it of what?
Of the repelling the distance we have of each other.
It's everyone's work, or we can somehow do this work together.
Each and every one is, that's more difficult. For this, you need to truly be Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma inside the group that cannot yet do this. But if it's a group of friends, a friend means that he's equal. Then it's relatively easy. We just need to do it together. And then each one influences the other, and then it happens. So that there shouldn't be a barrier between the hearts. This is the problem. We don't have an example here. Well, let's say a mother and a baby. There, it's on her part, there exists a kind of feeling like this. Also, not exactly, but let's say. Yes. And we're not able to do this ourselves. Let's demand it from the Creator to do this, to connect the hearts. I hope that we will do it. I have taken this point as necessary for the revelation and connection and correction. We will go together. Yes. Please.
Each friend.
I just would like to ask, please, if there are visitors, give them the first right to ask. We have a lot of friends here from abroad, so the moment that they arrive and they want to ask a question, please let them pass.
Each friend has his own desire. How, from all these desires, is it possible to identify the one for unifying all these desires to one?
No, we don't deal with all the desires, except for the desire for the correction, connection. I don't care about all the other ones, also for myself and also for everybody else. We only take one desire. This is called the spark. The spark of the connection that we had before the breaking. This is the spark within us. This is the spark that comes as the force from above, from the Creator. This is the power of connection, and it is this spark that we take out of our heart, and we connect all of these sparks together. All of the rest that one has, the thoughts, each one needs to restrict that. It doesn't even matter. This remains in this world, and we deal with these things in the most necessary way, because just like we spoke with the last friend who asked what to do with the family, with all these things, we take care of it. But just because we have to, we have no choice. And not because this is what I was born for and this is what I need to invest myself in.
So how can I influence this spark? How can I influence this spark?
You need to connect this spark with all these sparks in the hearts of the friends. And from them, you create the vessel. If at least 10 sparks are connected, then we have a vessel.
Hello, Rav. My question is about intention and restriction. What I see from my perspective, in these connections, I managed to reach some correct intention. Yisrael Araita Kodshechu Brach. I suddenly get filling, and it's sort of against the intention. I've heard you say that we have to restrict the desire to receive. And my question is, how can I, within this Kavanah, Yisrael Kodshechu Brach, can I do the restriction?
The connection between me and the group cannot exist with the Creator between all three of us This connection cannot create unless I restrict myself. That's all. So that does that mean the intention is not right? I don't know. It seems to me that for now there is a confusion here. It's not possible for me to reach without a restriction to reach correction, connection. I need to restrict myself, except for the point in the heart, for my desire, Yashalker, to search of the Creator. I restrict everything else, and only this desire for me is the main thing, and this is what I bring to society.
So you mean it's impossible to receive pleasure from this desire?
It's not possible to receive pleasure at all. You can only give it. Please.
Hello, Rav. On the way to him and he is one, as you explained, I want to give up all my corporality, all my basic necessities, to do it right just from the point of not being interrupted in the goal.
Because the will to receive repels and suppresses the big desire, suppresses the smaller desire. And so if you are dealing with connection, then of course all of the other desires are not felt as really existing.
And what I feel, my question is about disturbances that are revealed in this sector, specifically of necessity, that even though I want to rise above them.
Okay, let's say we've come here. Where is the hotel? Where is the bath? A conditioned room, everything being clean. Where is my bed with its sheets and a nice couch? Where are all these things? Right? They're not here. It's not comfortable. I'm glad that it's not comfortable, that I can rise above it. And I try for it not to disturb me, so that I'll be able to connect with others. It's specifically these conditions when all kinds of such disturbances are revealed, and in their general ones for everyone, they are very helpful to connect. When you're feeling well off, it's very hard to connect, but when it's a little bad, and for everyone together, then it's known that when the trouble of many is it connects you, it consoles you. So you should see all kinds of disturbances a help meet other. You need to constantly be aware of it. And of course, the group needs to agree about it, to understand it, a general atmosphere that, guys, okay, so we have disturbances, that's okay, but this is all help from above.
So I'll reach my main question. I'm ahead of a very important event in my life, getting married. I thought maybe connecting with
Mazel tov.
And the closer it's getting, the disturbances are coming up in this corporal section of my life. And it's not from my desire. I want all my intentions and power to be invested in the group. So how should I relate to these growing disturbances?
Also relate to them in the same way as disturbances that are helping you connect to the group. On top of all of these disturbances, if you take the connection with the group as more important than your connection with your bride, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
But this is between us. Shall we continue? Let's continue, okay? Well, yes, we'll read the third paragraph. The Holy Zohar asks, since he's already said, go and ask. But he who has performed the precepts of the Torah and goes, the precepts of the Torah means that he corrects himself, that he corrects his desires so that in order to bestow, and so he advances and walks in the paths of the Creator towards the adhesion. It's as if he'd made him from above. He's building the Creator. And the Creator said, it's as if I've made him. And this is the meaning of you've created them as if you have created me. And we must understand, what is the meaning that one who goes in the path of the Creator is building or creating the Creator? How could it be perceived that this is something that we do? After a person has dealt with the Torah and the precepts, and he performs the precept of the choice, and then the Creator reveals himself to a person, and then he sees the Creator, he is the one who is in control of the world. So then how is it possible that we reveal him, that he didn't exist before, and we built him, we created him, and now when we reveal everything, then what have we done? We see that he did exist before, and he controlled the world. So how can we connect these two things, these opposite things together? Go on. We find that then it is the person who puts this king up to control him, and he sees that the Creator controls the entire world, and this is called that the person makes the Creator a king of on him, because the whole time that the person did not come to such a feeling, we find that the kingdom of the Creator is hidden. And this is what we say, that on that day the Creator will be one whose name is one, meaning that his reign will be revealed to us. And this is the entire correction that is given to us to do in this world. And through that, we draw all the good in the world. And all the influences from above are drawn by us dealing with the Torah and the precepts with the intention to draw His reign onto us. So then by wanting, through all kinds of corrections or deeds or actions or intentions or preparations, no matter what, we want only one thing, for the force of bestowal, the quality of bestowal to control us. This is called the Creator, the quality of bestowal, for it to control us, to have reign over us in everything, above and before the thoughts and desires and plans and everything. Just like now, that I instinctively always act in how to receive more, to gain more, to be more comfortable, easier. Instinctively, my body works in this way. I need to reach a state in which I will work in such an instinctive way in the quality of bestowal, not reception. Okay? Is it clear? And I build this myself, for this quality to be in control of me. This means that I build him, the Creator, come and see, for this quality to be revealed in me. And so we reach the point of connection. Questions?
Good evening to everyone. I have a request, a prayer, and also thanking the Creator. Then we will do love thy neighbor as yourself. Of course, through endless effort, of course, through an infinite desire, who will give, and that's what will be. Thank you, everyone.
That's a nice prayer. A person asks for help. If we all of us now connected in order to help him in our intention, in our desire. There is amongst us this one poor man who says, I need for this, save my life. If we would all support him, we would connect through him and reach the drop of unity. Yes.
Hello, Rav. My name is Emmanuel. My question is about the attribute of bestowal. When a person reaches a degree, his first degree, he feels the outer vessel as a lacking and builds of himself from the degree above him, pulls the light that is on a degree higher than his. And he feels this light and feels the screen. He feels that he cannot himself receive the light and feels a lacking of the outer vessel, the group. And in that, in his intention, he transfers the light of pleasure, the filling, to the lacking outside of him, which is the group. Is that a person who is already in spiritual attainment? That's my question.
No, because the illustration is wrong. We will work on it still. And now, I suggest, let's turn to each other with our faces. But there's just a number of things here. Wait, sit for now. First thing, we are now going to do a workshop. In the workshop, we sit. We should sit 10 friends in a circle. It's desirable to sit 10. We can have 11, 12, 7, or 8. Try for it to be close to 10 in every circle. Try for it to be in one language that you all understand. There are different languages here. We have English, Russian, Hebrew. So try for it to be... So the language won't be a barrier between you. And after you make the circles, then we will repeat the number of rules that we have for the workshops.